myself. So much for being here. This is the Monday evening call. It is September 21st, 2015. My name is Gijs Minderhout. We have a bunch of people here on the phone line. This is a simulcast with a conference call. More people joining in. I welcome all you guys online and all those here on the phone line. We had some more people join in here in the last minute. Actually, a bunch of people. They have a chance. Please say your name and location.
Bonnie
Corona. Thank you so much, Bonnie.
Marilyn Oxford.
Hello, Marilyn, number one.
Hello, Marilyn. It's Willow.
Hi, Willow.
We just had a new fire break out in Chatsworth for you Californians. Chatsworth has got a fire.
You need to wait till in the winter time to build fires. All right. Who else joined in? Please say your name and location.
Hey,
I'm
heading east in Nebraska, and I'm sorry to hear about the Chatsworth fire. I hope everyone's okay.
I heard a few people from Nebraska. Thank you for being here. Who else?
This is Marilyn in Flagstaff.
Hi, Marilyn. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
All right. Number two tonight. All right.
Hi, Marilyn.
Hey, Marilyn.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
Howdy-ho.
Don good evening, Don. Welcome, man.
Thanks.
You.
Lots of people tonight.
Okay, what's your punch bowl?
Name and location.
What have you all put in that punch bowl tonight?
Something good. This is really nice.
Isn't that right? The electric Kool-Aid.
Electric Kool-Aid.
I love it.
Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hi. Hey, Rick in Iowa City.
Good evening to you, Rick. Welcome.
Yeah, good Dharma to see Nanda. You.
Dharmananda, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good.
It's hot up here.
Yes, here too, man.
Oh, God.
Hi, Dharmananda.
But I won't complain. Rather too hot.
Is that
true, Florida,
right?
I thought it was going to rain.
Hello?
Well,
they said next Tuesday. We have to wait till next Tuesday now.
All right.
And that's not tomorrow either.
However, it will rain. It might take a couple of years, but it will rain. Welcome to the next people at the phone line. Thank you so much for being here. If you have a chance, please say your name and location.
Hi, Stacy, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Did I hear Stacy?
Hello.
Hi, Stacy. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
You've been with us before, right, Stacy?
Hi, Stacy.
Hi, Stacy.
Hi.
This is April in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, April.
Hi.
Hi, April.
Hi.
Say hi, April.
Hey.
Hi, April.
Hello, April. More people in. Welcome. If you have a chance, please say your name and location.
It's Terry in Dallas.
Hi, Terry. Welcome to the call.
Hello.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi. Hey, neighbor. Hello. Terry. I'm in Dallas, too.
Oh, you are again. Okay.
My mom is in Garland.
Somebody didn't just say hi, Tracy. They said stay hi, Tracy. I heard that.
You're exactly right.
No, I don't want to be high. I'm allergic to pot.
But the thing is, don't
That's
hang up.
That's weird because I tried it last night. It made me sick as a dog. I was throwing up and everything. I only took one little hit off the stuff. But I have a lot of body pain, and they said it helps for body pain. And they, you know, my adult children were pursuing me to try one hit, and I did. And it's funny you said stay high because I was high last night all night.
Sure, I was talking about the winged staying high. That was my
first. I can't do that.
No. Yeah. You can't fly yet? Come on, you can do it. Spread your wings, girl.
Topically, it relieves pain topically. I've used it that way. I have it spread all over my body topically. I can't get stoned either. I have too much responsibility.
It intensified my pain. It intensified all of my pain, and I ended up throwing up.
Well,
so.
Topically, that's different than ingesting it.
I'll have to check that out.
Did you have your pain on?
No.
Yeah, the oil.
Well,
you have to try it topically, I've been told, just now.
Yeah, eat the oil. First time's always the worst.
Also, throwing up relieves tension and pressure, don't you know?
Yeah, well, that's what I was told. That's what everybody claims.
Part of the cleansing process, maybe.
There you go.
I don't know.
Just like a good
sneeze.
That
was funny, though.
Are you feeling better today?
I feel fine today. I'm perfectly sober, and I feel better. So I slept a lot. I slept a lot of hours. So I just feel like I just am, you know, waking up. I'm all awake and starting my day now. I'm a little off schedule because I slept like probably 16 hours. So I don't usually sleep that long.
Sometimes the bodies need it to repair themselves.
Yeah, I had very interesting dreams last night. I was amazed at what my mind could create in my, you know, my dreams, the way they were going.
Oh,
I knew that I was just entertaining myself by my dreams.
From the past.
My mom tried it once, and she was swearing that she wasn't stoned and didn't notice anything, but she climbed on top of the dining room table and was spinning herself around on the Lazy Susan.
Well, that's really funny. That is funny.
It doesn't affect me at all.
Last year I tried it and I couldn't walk a straight line. I was trying to walk straight and I was walking to the left. After that I was walking to the right and I was like, what is going on? I've lost all my balance. I'm not able to walk a straight line. And I stayed like that for the same thing, hours, like 8 hours. I was like, one little half of a hit, you know.
I've been like that politically lately.
Oh, yeah, me too. Yeah.
I've been like that for 69 years. Is there something
Maui Wowie.
I think they program us, you know, to who to vote for. I think they're doing a lot of programming through the TV and the media.
You betcha.
Wavelength and things like that.
A lot of brainwashing going on.
The callers introduce themselves, okay?
Usually get two candidates.
They call it cognitive forced entry, I think. It's actually, there's an article online from China talking about how the U.S. had used cognitive joint force entry for many, many years. And it was very interesting to see the psychology that they use on the military and people for all our war strategies.
Harper is instrumental in that also.
Yes, I know that, and our frequencies, they said that they could mimic our brain frequencies and actually cause us to have thoughts.
That's correct. I was in Turkey for a year in a little place called Sinop on the Black Sea when I was 19 years old, and I was messing with the Russians back in those days.
Mm-hmm.
There are other callers coming in.
Jalan.
Yeah, let all the callers introduce themselves here.
Guys,
where did you go?
Hello.
He's on vacation.
Hello, welcome to the Monday night call. Please state your name and location.
Only if you want to.
Only if you want to.
I think it was Wynn. It was Wynn.
No, Wynn is not here yet. Hello, Terry.
Hi.
Brown, how are you doing, sister?
Oh, there we go, Terry Brown.
Yeah,
Terry. Being here.
Terry Brown has arrived. Cool.
Terry.
Hello.
Hi.
I don't see Wynn yet.
Oh.
I want to get to
you.
Stacy. Hi, Stacy.
Hi, what?
Actually, to everyone. With you know, when you talk about to believe in, or that you program, politics, voting, I think the most important thing is to believe in yourself, that you have the power for yourself, and just live from there.
I agree 100%, Heis. I was thinking, oh, no, the energy's coming down. I think that was a great statement. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Yes, thank
you. Heart
and
spirit minds work better than the thing between your ears.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And hey, Ron.
Yeah.
In your email, one picture with Einstein, Albert Einstein. What did it say? He's sitting there behind a cluttered desk.
Yeah. Oh yeah. If your desk is cluttered, does that mean that your mind is cluttered? Or if that means your mind is cluttered. Well, how about if your desk is empty?
Yeah, that's good.
Let the clutter be grounded. You, we, all, we are strong. We are very strong. Be grounded. Believe in yourself.
Yeah. That was Buddha's message. Find the middle.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
However, be clever.
That's cool.
I like that.
All right. Hey, so we have a bunch of people here on the phone line. Thank you so much for being here. Our dear host, Winfrey, is, I don't know, maybe finishing up his dinner, or maybe he is splitting some wood. I don't know. But
find Sedona Jim. He'll find him.
Do I see Dr. Friedman here?
Yeah, hi.
Uncle Terry, thank you so much.
Hi, Uncle Terry.
Yeah.
Hi, thank you for being
Uncle
here.
Uncle Terry.
Hi there,
Uncle
everybody.
Terry.
Hello, hello. When is in Sedona? He and I have been going over some things today.
Oh, when's with you in Arizona?
He's in Phoenix tonight. When is in Phoenix?
All right. Is he with you?
I know. He just left.
All right. I think he just joined in here through the back door as well. Hello, Wynn.
Hi.
Hello.
God.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
Gary just won't keep a secret, will he?
Good evening, Wynn.
It was you that came on then.
How did you know I wanted people to know that I was in Phoenix, Gary?
I don't know.
With the window down in your car.
No, put it up.
It is.
No, it is down.
Okay.
I can hear the wind, yeah.
Yeah, I can hear
okay.
the wind.
Okay. Oh, there we go.
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
All right.
Hi, are you on the council?
I am.
Oh, good. Because I'm in the car.
All right.
And,
you know the date.
Gary's on?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, Gary.
Let me open up Dr. Friedman's line.
Terry,
Uncle
Terry?
Yes?
Yeah.
All right. You are with us?
Terry, I'm with you.
Terry's in the bathtub.
All right. With ozonated water?
No.
I'm just trying to be in a separate space so we don't interfere with the call.
All right.
Well, all right.
Let me start the recording. When are you ready for that? Of course you're not. Do you know what the date is, Evan? I lost you.
The date?
When? Are you here? I can't hear you if you can hear me.
It's the 21st.
Yes,
the
21st. Okay, so here we go.
This conference is being recorded.
Hey, this is, let's see, September 21st, 2015. Wynn and Terry in Phoenix, and we went and had lunch with Terry Friedman here today, and we had a delightful time. It was very nice. And let's see, we are recording. I'm not that together yet. Hang on, it'll come. This is one of those days we're driving around and everything was going wrong, and Terry Friedman left his cell phone in the car, and we still have his phone. And we were deciding, could we leave today? And then it got so close that we spent another night. And in any case,
the good news, Wynn, is that this sounds all very human.
Oh, well, it does. I mean, we've got a pretty good record now of doing these calls for God knows how many years. And we're still here, still crazy after all these years, and probably getting crazier. But what I was supposed to have done, I was supposed to send an email out, and I couldn't get the internet to work to send the email out. And I was preparing myself because, you know, we've been talking about this ozone stuff for quite a few months now. And I have Ed McCabe, who was probably one of the foremost authorities on ozone from a journalistic point of view, not a doctor's point of view, but a journalistic point of view. And he wrote a book that sold a couple hundred thousand copies. And I've been aware of ozone for many years. My first awareness of it was when, probably 30 years ago, I was at a trade show in Los Angeles, I think it was L.A., and Ed McCabe was next to me selling his book, and I got to talk to him. And the first time I ever heard about ozone therapy. And then I met him afterwards, went up to his hotel room. Actually, it was in Pasadena. I remember it now. Went up to his hotel room, and he had an ozone machine in his room. And he, let me see, it was 30 years ago. It's probably beyond the the laws of, what do you call it, when it's too long and they can't enforce the law. But he had demonstrated the machine to me, and he had a medical ozone machine, and he shot me up with ozone. He gave me a needle that had I don't understand the protocol, but it was a way to get ozone into your bloodstream. And I noticed that I had an immediate lifting of energy when he did it. Immediate. It was a really good feeling. And at the time, I looked at ozone machines, and I said, there's no way I can afford it. They were selling for a couple thousand dollars, and so I just forgot about it, let it go. And then about a year ago, I was thinking about all these potential viruses that we're vulnerable to, and I wanted to have an ozone machine. And the price had gone down somewhat to about $800 or $900, and that was still too much. So I built one. I built a machine. I found I could get the parts from China, and I started using it. And I really liked it. And I was thinking of building them and offering them to people, but I said, I don't really have time for that. I don't have time. So then it just was sitting on the table for a while, and then I was exploring some of my Chinese connections, and I found an ozone machine that I could buy fairly cheaply, and we bought a few samples, and we've been using them for the past 4 months, 5 months, and it's been working really well. And, okay, I think I could offer this to people at a price that anyone could afford. And so that's what I was going to talk about tonight, because we ordered a number of them. We have them in stock. And I actually gave one to Terry Friedman today, and he's going to be using it. And so let me tell you, this is not a medical-grade ozone machine, but there's a lot of stuff you can do with it without it being medical-grade. Now, obviously, I cannot sell this for any medical health FDA-approved reason. I can't do it. I'm not allowed to. But I am allowed to sell it as a water purifier and as a skin enhancer, okay? So let me tell you how it works, because I think that every one of you will benefit from this when you hear all the things it does. And I have a couple people in our group that have purchased them before I put them out for sale. And is Colleen on the line? She was going to come on the line tonight. Are you there, Colleen?
I believe she's here, actually. I mean, let me find her. Okay, hi, Colleen. You mind me opening up the line?
Hi there.
Hi.
thanks, Colleen. Okay.
You're welcome.
Colleen heard that I had some of these things, and she wanted to get one. And so she did. She's in Canada, and I asked her what... Let me tell people a little bit about the process here. Very, very simple. It's called ozonating water. It is the most easy way to get ozone into your system. What does ozone do when it gets into your system? It, number one, oxygenates everything. You know, everybody knows that oxygen levels in the air are depleted. I think they were 20%. At one point, they were 30 or 40%. We get much, much less oxygen. And when there's more oxygen in your system, number one, you feel more energy. Number two, a lot of diseases disappear. A lot of diseases, sometimes serious ones, can't exist in a area where there's oxygen. And there's more benefits. I mean, you can go do, you know, I didn't send the email out. I almost prepared it, but the internet was so slow that I'm going to send it out after the call, because I compiled some things of testimonials from people who were drinking ozonated water, and it is really mind-blowing. I mean, people having more energy, aches and pains going away, arthritic conditions disappearing, you name it. That's just from drinking ozonated water. And then you can also use ozone. You know, we've been selling those little ozone units for your car. You can also use it to purify air, to get rid of smells, to get rid of any toxins, viruses and stuff in the air. It has to be, even for using it in the air, it has to be very mild. So the one in the car, the one we've been selling for the car, is very mild. And it gently lowers the toxicity of the air when you're driving, and it works. The one for water is a little stronger. And I would have to say, if you use it to ozonate a room legally, you shouldn't be in the room when it's running. You can, and it's not, it's actually not good for a really big room. It's good for a small room. You can run it in any size room. And it's not made for continuous operation. It has to be on for 30 minutes and then off for 30 minutes and then on again. So it's a big pain in the neck for ozonating a room, but you can do it. It's certainly okay to ozonate a car, and it would probably be stronger than the little one we're selling for the car, but it's, you know, you have to plug it in, so it's like you can't run it all the time. And you shouldn't be in the car when it's running. That's too small an area, and you'll get rid of smells. You'll get rid of smoke smells. You'll get a fungus smell. All kinds of things like that. Ozone also gets rid of yeast, people that have yeast infections. It's actually so good that somebody said it'll never be legal in this country because it would put Big Pharma out of business. It works on so many things. Not necessarily ozonated water. If you have more serious things, You sometimes have to go to a doctor for ozone therapy. There are ways to self-apply it, and you have to read up on it yourself because I'm not going to be the one to tell you. But I've learned about it, so in case an emergency, I could use it. Well, in any case, Colleen got her machine 2 days ago, And I called her yesterday to see how it went for her. And now I'm going to turn it over to Colleen.
Hi there, everyone.
Colleen, you can also tell people about the ozonator for the car, okay? And your experience with that, okay? Because
yeah,
I haven't shared that yet, okay?
Yeah, yeah. So the little ozonator for the car, you know, it is very mild, but it seems to keep you alert more. That's what I found. Because I was driving under conditions where I was extremely tired and had to drive, say, 40 minutes for a couple of weeks. And I was just was in a heat wave. And I don't know, after being in the car, I wasn't afraid of driving because of the having it in the car, because I would get alert. I would get more alert. So you know, at times I wouldn't have done the driving if I would have just said, okay, I'll put that off, if I hadn't known that it was going to do that. But I got this ozonator 2 days ago, and yeah, I don't know. I can tell you, I can feel effects from it. One is that you kind of, after you drink the water, it's almost as if your heart rate increases. Like, it feels like you have all, you know, an increase in your circulation. I've noticed a feeling of, like, a flushing in my face almost. And another thing I noticed was that even though you get this energy, I'm more relaxed. Like, I didn't expect that. I don't even know if I've read about this symptom, but I had the best sleep for two nights in a row, the best sleep, and it's like a relaxation comes over you. I don't know if you're familiar with valerian, but it was similar to that, to taking valerian, and which is a natural relaxant. And another thing which was really surprising, because they have this little funnel with it that you can hook the tube up to, and you put it on your skin. And I thought, okay, well, I better try this out. What do I do? Oh, I've got a little bruise here. And so I put it on the bruise for 5 minutes, and that was it. And then I forgot about it. And, you know, a day later I looked and was like, oh, the bruise absolutely disappeared. And it was like a small bruise, but to me, I mean, usually, you know, there's not many things that will absolutely take a bruise away completely like that. So I'm quite happy with this little machine, and it is easy. It's really easy to use and set up, and kind of anyone can do it. It's, you know, really, really very efficient. If you think of the cost of the machine, which is like $90, $10 for shipping, and if you think of the cost of even probably buying something like certain kinds of water, and, you know, it would pay for itself within a very short time. So that's my blurb. I'm very happy, and I think that anyone who wants to give it a try and is afraid of it, you know, I think Wynn was offering money back for a certain time limit, he said. Right, Wynn? Maybe. That's what he was thinking anyway. So it really is a great idea for anyone's health, and it would be wonderful for our group to take advantage of it, because I think we really deserve to have something like this, wonderful like this, and I think it would be nice to hear other people's experiences as well.
Thank you very much, Colleen.
Oh, you're welcome.
So, and it comes with two attachments, right? One into the water, to ozonate water, and one for, like, surface work on your skin?
Yeah, it has actually, there's three little things that will go into water. You get three. And then there's one tiny little glass funnel that you use on your skin.
You know, I have never done an infomercial before on any of our calls, ever. And I'm only doing this because I am so confident of the importance. I mean, if I wasn't if I hadn't decided to sell them, I would have found someone else and recommended it, okay? But I am so sure of this product. I mean, I drink ozonated water in the morning, and I can immediately feel my energy shift. If I'm cranky in the morning, which I usually am, it takes my crankiness away. And I'm amazed. I'm amazed. I've just done it, you know, tried it, doing it, not doing it, and it lifts the energy. It's like I can feel the ozone. I can. I don't know if everyone will feel this, but I can feel it as it comes into my body and starts to shift things. It's like, you know, oxygen depletion. Not only is the air depleted of oxygen, but where you have contractions in your body, where we all do, we have contractions, we have aches and pains, it opens up the energy and brings more energy through the blood supply, and it seems to release the contractions. So I went through the internet and I compiled all of these testimonials of people who were drinking ozonated water. And I'm going to send the email out after the call, and we'll get our internet working correctly, probably within an hour after the call. And you can read the testimonials. I didn't get these testimonials. They're not from people that I know. But I thought they were authentic. I didn't think anybody made them up. And it's like people were buying it and saying, oh, my God, I got to get this for my parents, okay? And they did. They ordered more from whoever was selling them. And lots of people noticed more energy. Lots of people noticed, I mean, there were a few testimonials where it was good for neuropathy. It was good for MS. That's why I brought it down here, and I gave one to Terry Friedman. And you know, one of the things I pointed out to Terry, and I didn't mention this to Colleen, but when you ozonate the water, you can splash it on your face or on your body, and it's really invigorating. It feels quite different. Have you tried that, Colleen, splashing the water on your face?
Yeah, I should try it. I will.
In fact, I'm tempted to get some kind of little spray bottle and include it. And so when you're in the course of your day, you can spray yourself with it. And
I don't know how long it would stay, like last, but
It will last. I'm gonna talk about that. Here's the way it works. It's not big. It's small. It's portable. It's got a timer on it that goes up to 30 minutes. It's got a little plug on it, and then it's got a tube. You plug the tube into this little plug, and then it's got what's called a diffuser or a bubbler. It's like what it does is it takes the ozone is coming out of this tube, and you put it on the bubbler, and you put the bubbler in the water. And for a glass of water, from what I've read, 5 to 10 minutes, and it should be ice water. When the water is colder, it holds more ozone. And then drink it as quickly as you can. And you can make it so you can just do it more than a glass, and maybe it'll take 30 minutes if you do a quart or something, or a half a gallon for 30 minutes. But the ozone will start depleting or evaporating from the water immediately and starts to reduce its concentration. Now, from what I've read, it'll last for about a day, but after a day, it's still depleting, so you get half the amount of ozone, perhaps, or less. in the water if you don't drink it immediately. But it's easy enough, it's small enough, it's convenient enough that if you can, just make it and drink it immediately. Get the maximum amount of ozone into your system. And that's how it comes in through the bubbler. And the water tastes a little different. You'll notice a strange... How would you say it tastes, Colleen?
A little different. It's sort of a little bit like the smell of the ozone. It's hard to describe. I mean, it doesn't taste any different. I think it's the smell to me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And in the production, there are no additives. Is this electronically somehow accomplished that the water is ozonated by the device?
It's ozonated by just the gas bubbling through it, okay?
Okay.
In other words, the ozone is coming through a tube, and then it goes into this little device that kind of takes the gas and turns it into very small bubbles. As opposed to if you just put the tube in, it'll be larger bubbles. Now, I would guess that you could ozonate it without the diffuser, but it would take longer, and it may not get as strong, because by making small bubbles, it just makes more surface area to all the little bubbles bubbling through the water. And it's really, really easy to do. And...
I was going to bring something up, because when people start looking it up on the internet, it'll say, you know, that like the FDA doesn't approve for people, you know, breathing it in, or it could be harmful. And I think the reason they're saying that is because they did a test with mice, and the mice got a little sick. So they put these mice aside, and then when they got better, they did it again. They tried the ozone treatment again. Well, then the second time the mice didn't get sick, the same mm-hmm. mice. So I think it was that if you have like cells in your lungs that are not healthy, it might, you know, cause irritation or be painful because it's too hard to do it. It'll do it too fast. So that's mm-hmm. the thing with the lungs. It's really, and people who, you know, if they did it once and had pain and then they were breathing it in and you know, after that second time, then they wouldn't get the pain.
Mm-hmm.
So it's simply that if you have healthy cells, it leaves them alone. It
mm-hmm.
will only kind of attack the unhealthy cells.
You know, I'm telling people, even if they're drinking the water, start out and drink one glass a day for a few days or a week. Because... theoretically, when something is a powerful thing, your body can have a healing crisis and start to release something. And it's not the ozone that makes you feel bad. It's the releasing of toxins or things in your body. Now, I have not experienced this. No one I know has experienced this, but somebody might. So...
if they were very sick, they might.
Yeah, particularly if you're working through stuff. I don't know. I don't have enough experience to say how many people or what kind of situations are going to cause this. But if you just drink it gradually, shouldn't be a problem. Engage your body's reaction to it. And
I didn't follow that advice. I went and drank lots of it, and it didn't bother
right.
me.
Right. Well, it didn't bother me. I haven't, in my personal experience, I haven't known one person that is bothered, okay? But, and in fact, I found testimonials of people who were drinking a gallon a day of ozonated water, and some of them had amazing healings of various things that were actually quite serious by drinking a lot of ozonated water, because it goes all the way down from your mouth to your whole digestion system and out your rectum. And there was one testimonial for IBS And more serious, I don't want to mention the most serious thing because you'll have to discover it yourself. But there were really serious, even terminal situations in some cases that rectified themselves. Now, if I had a terminal situation and I could afford it, I would go for more than ozonated water. And there's very sophisticated ways of getting ozone into your system. Like, and this is actually legal in certain states. And even some people practice it and do it even when it's not officially approved in other states, like naturopathic doctors or whatever. But what they do is they take ozone, your blood, out of your body, and they pump ozone into your blood and put the blood back into your body. And everything in your blood that was bad is no longer there. It disappears. And according to Ed McCabe, and according to my own research, in both Germany and Russia, and maybe even a couple other countries, but those are two major ones, ozone therapy, using this blood, you know, taking the blood out and putting it back in, is actually an official medical protocol there, approved for doctors to use. And there's all kinds of studies in it working, and people have had healings from cancer, hepatitis, and even AIDS. And according to Ed McCabe's work, Magic Johnson, when he got rid of his AIDS, he was using ozone therapy, but he wasn't allowed to say it. He said it was some kind of drug cocktail because they don't want to put this out because it's so cheap compared to regular medical situations. So it's like you can go on the internet and you'll find, just look up ozone therapy. Look up any problem, ozone therapy, AIDS, ozone therapy, cancer, ozone therapy, arthritis, ozone therapy, irritable bowel syndrome. You look it up, and there's a pretty good chance you'll find somebody that's used it for that, and it worked. Not necessarily drinking ozonated water, although in some cases people have had profound results from ozonated water. Lyme disease, whatever. And it's like, this is one of those protocols that, you know, as we go into the future and we worry about our health and we don't trust, let's face it, you know, I mean, some of you are aware of this, that what we call the negative, what we call the elite, what some people call the cabal, some people call whatever, have an intention of reducing the population of our planet by three quarters, okay? Three quarters. There are people that are quite confident that some of the diseases that we've seen are, like AIDS, was artificially produced and inserted into Africa. And they really don't care if they kill people. So a lot of people think that one of the plans is to, you know, create some virus threat and then have forced vaccines, and the vaccines will do it. The vaccines are really contaminating you, not fixing you. So this device is something that should last a long time. You know, I'm going to give people a 30-day trial period. So if somebody doesn't like it, they can send it back. And we'll guarantee them for a year. And I hope that's good because
it comes with some information how to use it, right? Like because you also made a mistake using it too long on your skin, right?
Well, I'm not even going to tell you how. I mean, it comes with information, but I'm not telling everybody all the ways to use it, okay?
Okay.
Because, at least on paper, I'm not telling people. I mean, there's ways to use it. Even this little machine we have that could be very powerful, but I cannot tell people things that would go into getting us in trouble because I'm already controversial enough. People can tell each other, you know, they can do their own research. I expect we will get a lot of testimonials from people who are using it, judging by all the testimonials I've already found. And of anything I've ever heard of that's alternative remedies for things, I've never seen anything that has this much official testing done on it, proving that it works. And like I said, if it's approved, if it's an approved modality in Russia and in Germany, then there's tests on it. They had to have tests. And in most everything I've read, that nobody has ever been damaged by ozone or that you couldn't overdo it. That's what I've read. You can't get too much of it because your body will just throw it off at that point. So the ozonated water is one way of putting it into your system that's easy, and everyone in your family can drink it. It's like, when you imagine how powerful this is, and you have something that everyone can use. I'll tell you one of the things that when I was first testing it was that I broke my leg about 7 years ago. I fell off a roof, Terry's roof in Sedona, and the ladder slipped out from under me and cracked my leg, and I have a titanium rod in my right leg. And when I first got when I first built my first ozone machine, I used the funnel. And I'll tell you more about the funnel. And I put the funnel on my leg. That leg has always hurt, and oftentimes, if I walked more than a block or two, I would be limping. And I put the funnel on my leg, and I did it for a couple of months, and I'm back. Pretty much back to normal. I'm not limping anymore. I can walk long distances, and I give credit to the ozone. That was my other testimonial on it. And let me see what else. Oh, we'll talk about the funnel. So you have this tube coming out of this little generator, and you know, if you put the tube to your nose, you'll smell the ozone, and you put the diffuser on it, and put it in water, and it bubbles in the water for 5 to 10 minutes, and it ozonates the water. Well, you take the diffuser off. Now, there's actually two tubes, so you could use one tube for bubbling the water and one tube with the funnel. Because one of the things I learned, that I had never even heard this until I went through this intense study of ozone, is you take the tube and you put it in this little glass funnel, you wet your skin, and you put the funnel on top of your skin, and the ozone will go penetrate and work in that area. You can put it in your chest. I used it on my leg, up and down my leg. I've used it another thing that happened is I would use the funnel and the tube on my forehead and where my third eye would be. And the first couple of weeks when I did that, I noticed that my eyes were getting tense. There was a strange tension around my eyes. And then I noticed that my vision seemed to be getting better. And, of course, I looked up ozone therapy eyes, and it was coming up all over the place that it was good for macular degeneration, which happens to a lot of people when they get older. And now I'm not. I didn't keep doing it. I do it occasionally, but I didn't keep doing it. But now I will go out, and sometimes I don't want to put my glasses on. My glasses are over my head, and my vision is much closer to what it is when I'm wearing glasses. So that's an amazing phenomena. Another phenomena with it is I started to get a toothache about 2 or 3 months ago, and it looked like it was going to be a really bad toothache, and it looked like I might have to, I might have to get a tooth pulled. So I said, let me see what happens if I do this. I took the tube and I put it in my mouth, and I aimed the ozone on the tooth that was throbbing, and the pain went away. And a couple of weeks later, it came back again. I did it again, and probably aimed it at the tooth for like 5 minutes. And from that second time till now, there has been absolutely no issue with my tooth. And this, I was reading somebody else said they did this and it got rid of their gum disease. Okay? So I definitely credit the ozone with taking out whatever the infection was. And it seems as if it might have fixed it. I don't know. It's been months now since it hasn't hurt. And we'll see if it comes back. But if it comes back, I feel like all I got to do is put the ozone on it. And it fixes it. And so one of the things is I put it in my mouth, which meant it was blowing out of my mouth up to my nose. So I had to put my hand under my nose to block all the ozone coming out, from breathing it into my nose. But you could put a fan on. I'm not so sure that breathing ozone is bad for you. There are other people on the Internet that said they've breathed it, and it's cured them of this, that, or the other thing. But as far as the FDA is concerned, breathing it is bad, okay? Breathing it is illegal. They shut a company down. Terry used to have something called an Alpine air purifier, which would just blow a pretty high concentration of ozone into the room. Terry, are you on the line? Hello, Terry.
Yes, I am. Yeah.
I really
love the Alpine air purifier. It made the air smell so sweet in the room and clean. And so I had a bunch of those. And then they pulled them off the market because they said that they were emitting too much ozone. I never experienced any problems from it, and that always really cleaned up the air.
Okay. Any other things you noticed? Did you notice anything in your health when you ran it?
I felt more alert.
Mm-hmm. More alert. Okay.
Yeah. I was always pretty healthy, so.
But I'm not telling anybody I'm not telling anybody to breathe it. When I was running it in my mouth, I put my hand above my lip so that I just didn't have really concentrated ozone going into my nose. But another things that I've read about that I haven't. Well, I did do this, actually, in a different way. It's like if you have a skin problem or a scar, if you cover the skin problem with plastic and use kind of the kind of tape you use for a bandage, so you tape the plastic to your skin, tape the plastic to your skin so it's totally sealed except for a little place to put the ozone tube in, and then you run the ozone, it causes it to heal faster. Now, you can do it, of course, with the funnel as well. But in this way, you can just run it. You can lay in bed and watch TV. No, don't watch TV. Lay in bed and listen to our listen to our calls. You know, listen to our replays and run the ozone over your skin and see what happens, okay?
It needs to be porous tape then, sort of.
Well, no, it doesn't need to be porous because it's like you want a pretty airtight connection. So that you get the maximum amount of ozone over your skin, you know?
Yeah.
You need to just, you know, it's going to leak a little bit because if it didn't leak, it would just blow up like a balloon, okay? But another thing that you can do is take a baggie or a shopping bag. And I did this with a limb and put it over your hand or over your whole arm. And then put a rubber band at the top of it and stick the ozone tube in the shopping bag. So the ozone just goes all over your arm. And I was getting some kind of itchiness on my legs, and it helped when I did that. And, I mean, there's probably a lot of ways to do this that I haven't even thought of yet. It's kind of experimental, but there's... a lot on the internet, a lot of stuff. And I think we're about, are we out of time yet, guys?
Yeah, we need to, BBS needs to go to the next show here.
Okay. If anyone wants one immediately, just call Terry up. She'll be sitting by the phone, 805-267-9263, $89 plus freight.
And, which is about $15 and... 80 cents,
1580
for the United States.
Yeah.
And the information will be included in the with the email that you will send out tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to send an email out with a couple of PDFs and a picture of the machine so you can see what it looks like. And you can read all about it. And you can see that that... it's not, you know, there's so many people that, with aside from all the official things, there's just a whole bunch of people with anecdotal evidence on the benefits of ozone, okay? And please don't call me up and ask me the more sophisticated uses of it. I don't want to get myself in trouble. I probably went to the limits of stuff I could say on the call tonight. You know, maybe we'll make a forum up with people that are using it that want to share what they're doing so I don't have to say it, you know? And I think I covered it, okay? Let me see what time it is. It is 6:58. So on that note, watch your emails tonight. Now, this is only going, I'm only sending it the email to the people that signed up for getting email notifications. If you didn't sign up for email notifications and you're listening to this call, then you'll have to go and call Terry at 805-267-9263, and I'm sure she'll be sitting by the phone in our motel room and taking orders and... guess what? You can give her your credit card and trust her. Okay? So
the number again, 805?
805-267-9263.
And if Jim answers the phone, he's totally trustworthy and he can take your order too.
Yeah, Jim doesn't. You're going to have to tell Jim. Just say, well, I want an ozone machine, because he's not going to know. He doesn't process the card. He just passes it on to Terry. And, but he doesn't know how much it is, how much the shipping is. You didn't tell him. So just tell him, I want an ozone machine. Here's my credit card. And you'll get charged probably $89 plus $15 shipping. And,
$15.80.
Yeah. Now, if we run out of machines, which we might, if we run out, we can order more, but it takes about 20 days to get them. So we won't process your card until we have the machines to ship. But we have enough to handle. Well, maybe we'll sell out. I don't know.